And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it, same number for both. And by the way, if you're texting in for the very first time, give us your first name and where you're from so we can plug you in and have you in there with the well over thousands of, I mean, we got well over 1,000 people in the text line now. Kind of crazy. And by the way, Mike from Rainbow City, speaking of names and places, Mike from Rainbow City just texted in and said, hey, good guy. Hey, guys, good to see you all. I like the nickname Big Rig. So, yeah, kind of fell into a theme with the bees there. We had we used to have Birdman, and then we had Boomer. Butters has been with us, still here now, and Big Rig. So we got, yes. By the way, and I said something yesterday, y'all are not the B team, by the way. This is the A team. They just start with a B.
I like it.
Okay. Butters is just staring at me like, okay.
I can't say anything. My mic's off.
that's by design that your mic is off.
I do want to know the story behind his nickname, though.
Butters?
Yeah.
That was his call sign in the as a naval aviator. Okay. Had it emblazoned on your helmet, did you not? Okay. But you didn't have the fancy Maverick helmet. You had some kind of like plain white vanilla helmet, right? Okay, now you want your microphone.
I had the standard. Actually, our riggers did a great job of giving us some pretty cool graphics on our helmets. But yeah, Butters, it's the short version. The guys in my squadron thought I looked like Butters off of South Park.
Okay.
So.
And by the way, you clarified for me one day that all these fancy names like on Top Gun, like Maverick and Iceman and, you know, and all that.
Yeah, I don't know a single one of them.
There's nobody with real cool names.
Not in the Navy. Not in the Navy. Now, Air Force guys, they get a bit more. They get the Viper, and they get some of that. But they still got some pretty, yeah. Call signs are meant to poke fun at, you know, make fun of something that you, a mistake that you made, or a funny, you know, nose hair that stick. Like, that's
we go for the bossy sounding names. Like, my call sign was not, no. In fact, I had somebody try to assign me a call sign one time. They said my call sign was going to be Lexus, and I said, no, it's actually not. It's not at all. My call sign was Titan 6. And I'm feeling much better about Titan than I am about, hey, this is Lexus. Like, are you a member of the Spice Girls? What is that? I don't know what that is.
I like Titan. That sounds cool.
We had a Yub Nub.
Yub Nub?
Yep, because he was a little short, hairy guy, like a little Ewok.
And so that was his, like, on his helmet? It said Yub Nub?
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's his call sign.
And so he's on the air. He goes, Yub Nub coming in for a landing? Like, what is it? Like, Yub Nub on patrol? Yub Nub.
If he's leading the flight, yeah. It's Yub Nub's his call sign. I'm telling you that it's
you got to know that the enemy's out there going, well, we're intercepting. Apparently, we got, was it Yub Nub? We got Yub Nub coming after us. We're not scared anymore.
Yeah. You should be. Smart dude, Yub Nub.
JT,
best pilot, actually.
JT Lacey Springs texts in. He says, seems like we had a command presence like Paul Harvey having your attention at the first words. I think you got a voice text going wrong there, brother. I think I guess what you're saying is you thought my voice sounded that way. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. If that's not what you're saying, JT, then clarify for me. John from Huntsville says, Phil, nice monologue. Just wanted to say that so far Big Rig's doing a fantastic job. There you go, Big Rig.
Thank you.
The fan base is already growing. That's right. He says, also, I'm looking forward to the Grand Council today. Whatever you do, don't let Dale convince you the Super Bowl is not rigged for the Chiefs to win, because it is. Well, we all know, by the way, that Taylor Swift won the game single-handedly. She did. She played both offense and defense. She made sure that there was no means by which there could be an opposing score that would ever keep her Chiefs from the Super Bowl, because they are now – and by the way, they're considering changing their name. It's going to be the Kansas City Swifties is what I understand. Is that what's happening? Did y'all hear that? You're not checking sports pages. I'm just saying.
No.
Kansas City Swifties is where we are. I just watch out for it. It's going to happen.
It'd probably make them more money.
Probably would. Hey, this first section we got coming up to, by the way, home fries, news from around and about us right here in our area. Home fries has got some interesting dynamics, one of which is a follow-up on a segment we did yesterday. So, yeah, the State Library Board met yesterday. And we got big doings. So they've made a pronouncement as to how they feel about the National Library Association, And then on top of that, we got several other things to include. Did you know that Alabama, which is, by the way, now known as the Detroit of the South, because auto manufacturing began to move here more and more and more because of our business climate and because we were a right-to-work state. Well, you can only imagine what happens then. The unions can't let that stand. So there is a push right now to unionize at the Mercedes plant, which was the icebreaker, the one that broke the glass ceiling for us on automotive manufacturing in Alabama. And, the UAW says they want to unionize the Mercedes plant. I'm going to say right now, that'd be one of the worst things that could happen to manufacturing in the state of Alabama, is if our flagship went down to the UAW. Go look at Detroit and tell me otherwise. For that matter, go look at Gadsden, Alabama, where Butters and Big Rig and I are sitting right now, because we were the hotbed of unionization in the state of Alabama. Ask them where the Goodyear plant is now. That's right, it's gone. Ask them where the Gulf State Steel plant in Gadsden is now. Oh, that's right, it's gone. Famous last words at the Union Hall. Hang in there, boys. They won't shut us down. Guess what? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like rushing back into the room. It's like I'm outside the door. Hey, we're back on. Holy cow. Okay. Anyway, here we are. Hey, several text messages. Let me get those before they pile up on me too much. Steve from Huntsville. Someone had texted in earlier. Who was that? I think it was Nani from Beverly Hills had said that they were told they only wanted clean industries. Steve from Huntsville says, that clean industry quote, a remark was made when Mayor Loretta Spencer was in office, and we know what party she was affiliated with. There you go. Brand spanking new texter in the text line. Glad you're with us. Emily from Steele. I love the town of Steele. That was in my Senate district when I was in the Senate. She says, I worked for Honda for 20 years. There is nothing the union can offer us.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Marshall from Dubai. Appreciate you, Marshall from Dubai. Glad you're in the text lines, as always. Says, back in the mid-90s, my now ex-wife told me when I worked for a company in Tennessee, the Boilermakers Union came